Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
People texting in that we are not sneakerheads because those Kirkland Nike collabs are going to be going for $500 on eBay. I don't doubt that. I mean, there's a market for it. I just like making fun of Kirkland, but we are admittedly not sneakerheads on this show. Crowder had a deal with Nike, so Crowder's probably the biggest sneakerhead out of everyone, but he's only a sneakerhead because he had an unlimited credit line at Nike and allowed him to get as many shoes as he could.
Yeah. I think Solana, because he's in that young group of trying to impress people physically, he does that. You're talking, yeah, but we can't hear
you're
you.
You're muted, Solana, but you gotta learn how to use. You okay? Are you okay?
I don't collect sneakers, but I do follow sneaker news. I'm fascinated with sneaker culture. Crowder's not a sneakerhead. He just got free shoes. Once that deal with Nike stopped, he stopped collecting free shoes unless somebody gave him free shoes. It wouldn't be right to call him a sneakerhead.
No. Well, I'm very financially sound. So buying $400 sneakers is a waste of time.
It's the best advice Omar Kelly ever gave me. I walked in with a brand new pair of Panda Dunks when they were like the most popular shoe to Game Day Uncensored. Omar told me, instead of buying $150 shoes, which I had bought for way more at the time, invest that into Nike stock. Like, think about that. If every time over the past 15 years you've spent money on a Nike shoe or an Adidas shoe, instead of buying the shoe, invest in their stock, you'd be a lot richer now than you would be fly or whatever it is you're trying to do with sneakers.
Great advice.
Yep.
I'm not necessarily certain. I got to look at what Nike stock chart is.
It sounds great in theory.
Yeah. Well, if it's gone down, then it's not great advice.
But he's saying over the past 20 years, like 20 years ago, had you put money into Nike rather than buying?
Obviously, I invest heavily in the stock market, have for a long time. I'm a big proponent of investing in companies. But I'm just curious if that was actually good advice or not.
I tell guys, I actually had this conversation recently with somebody. I tell the young players, when I talk to young players and they have on a $100,000 chain, I ask them, I say, why do you need that chain? Sell it back, get the diamonds, whatever it is, whatever the price is, and invest that money, and it's going to be way better for you in the long run. Why do you need to have a $100,000 chain? And they say stuff, goofy stuff like, man, this is hard. Oh, I could never afford this before. I know. Well, don't put it into the market and make money off your money.
Gotta have a little bit of fun too, though, because when you say put it in the market, so why? So that you could buy the $100,000 chain 10 years from now?
No, so that your kids can have money. So that you can make generational.
You can't buy anything for yourself. You can only worry about your kids.
What do you need for yourself? Why are you trying?
Maybe I want the chain
for what?
I like the way the chain looks.
To impress who? Gold diggers or people that are going to rob you?
Listen, man, you live your life, I live mine.
If a man has a $100,000 chain, you're going to attract a woman that's looking for somebody with money, or you're going to attract men around you that want to rob you. There's no reason to have $100,000 chains.
Well, agree to disagree.
No, I'm agree to agree.
From Bet Online, here are some changes to the superlatives market after 3 weeks of the NFL season. Josh Allen right now is the sole favorite to win MVP. That was a shared favorite when the season started. Josh Allen right now is the sole favorite to win MVP. Daniel Jones has gone from 100-1 to 50-1. Dak Prescott has gone from 22-1 to 100-1. CJ Stroud has gone from 50-1 to 150-1. What happened to him?
I don't know what happened to the Texans. They're terrible.
We were talking about them as the next great franchise and him specifically as the next great quarterback.
I thought DeMeco Ryans had them going. You have a good coach. You have a potential, you know, MVP quarterback. I don't know what happened to the Texans. That's a great question.
You want to know who the favorite is for defensive player of the year right now?
Micah Parsons. Yeah, he's going to go crazy.
I told you earlier, coach of the year, the favorite right now is Shane Steichen. Jim Harbaugh moves from fourth to second.
He's probably going to win it because you expect the Colts at some point.
If they keep winning, I mean,
If they win that division, he's winning that award.
But if I was betting one of the coaches right now, I think I would bet Harbaugh over Steichen. I feel like the Colts have a greater chance to fall off than the Chargers do.
Huck, he gets to San Fran with Kaepernick. They go to the Super Bowl. He gets to Michigan. They win a national championship. He comes to San Diego and our L.A. Chargers now. And now Justin Herbert looks like he's a Pro Bowler. Like, Jim Harbaugh is going to win that award.
Comeback player of the year, Christian McCaffrey remains the favorite. Daniel Jones goes from fourth to second.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones. I just saw a push notification before we came on the air for this segment. It's from CBS Sports, and it was, could Daniel Jones, I haven't clicked on the article yet, could Daniel Jones become the next $30 million quarterback? He's among many contract year NFL players to watch this season. He's in a contract year. He is having an incredible start to the season.
Baker, Sam Darnold. There's a lot of
Baker's in a contract year.
No. I'm just saying he's following that route to, hey, it didn't work here. It didn't work here. But look, it worked here. Yeah. Sam Darnold is a perfect example. Geno Smith is another example. Obviously, Baker literally revitalized his career with the Chargers on like one drive a couple years ago. I mean, why not, man? I know we all think Daniel Jones is a bum, but bro, he's winning.
And I think Shane Steichen, those two awards are attached. I'm expecting the Colts not to fall off. I'm expecting the Colts to have a lull at some point. I think Shane Steichen is a great coach. I don't think Daniel Jones is a great quarterback. So we'll see what happens here in the next couple of weeks. If they're 5-0, 6-0, you gotta buy in.
Omar says Baker Mayfield is in a contract year.
Baker's about to get some.
He is going to get paid.
Didn't they just give him $100 million a couple years ago?
He is going to get paid. I would love to see him in a Dolphins uni next season. How old is he going to be?
I don't care.
Yeah, you say that until he pulls up here at 39 years old.
He's 30. He'll be 31 next season, Hawk. That Baker Mayfield will not be in a Dolphins uniform. I hate to break it to you, but Tua Tagovailoa will be your Dolphins star. Unless Tua retires, he will be your starting quarterback week one this year.
Well, what if, and we know Chris Greer is the Greer father, what if Baker is not going to sign another contract with Tampa wants to stay in Florida. That leaves only two other franchises. Does Jacksonville love Trevor Lawrence, or are they about done with him?
I think they're about done with old Trevor.
They won.
What if we just swap Trevor Lawrence for Tua because both franchises are done with their quarterbacks and just see if a change of scenery helps?
I would take Baker over Trevor all day.
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Baker's my kind of quarterback, man. That dude puts his shoulder down. Tua could do that too. They just won't let him.
Hey, put his shoulder down. It's going to his whole arm is going to fall off.
Let's get the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, you'd think it's to his shoulder.
What?
Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Man, if I could play this tape of you two talking about Tua to you guys a year ago, even 4 months ago, 3 months ago, you wouldn't believe
it. A month ago, before the season started, was a month ago. I was with Appel said it, but I was with Appel. If Tua's out there, Dolphins win. For me, it was that simple with this team. When Tua's out there, the Dolphins win. When you have Tim Boyle and Skylar Thompson and Tyler Huntley, they don't win. But when you've got Tua at quarterback and Mike McDaniel as your head coach, Dolphins win. And it's just not true. I can't continue to say it if it's not true.
Yeah.
And we have to make the decision. Well, we don't. Hell, I don't have $1 billion to buy a team. Is it Tua's physical limitations or is it McDaniel's play calling? Is it the scheme or is it the man? Because we've talked about it earlier with the 70-point games 2 years ago. Like we thought we were going to be the greatest show on turf. And then now we're struggling to score 20 points. What's the answer? And that's on Stephen Ross and Garfinkel to figure out.
I do, you know, and I don't say this to be the I gotcha guy or whatever. I swear. I just think, Hawk, having that mindset of if Tua plays, they win. There was a large enough sample size against good teams to say, hey, there's a problem here. And I'm not just saying it's Tua. I'm saying in this era with McDaniel and with Tua and with Chris Greer, there's a problem here where even when Tua was on the field healthy against good teams, his stats, his numbers, his production dropped precipitously against good teams when you compared it to teams who weren't very good. And when you looked at his numbers in cold weather games, there was a big issue there as well. I agree with you. Like the game against New England a year ago, I would have told you Dolphins win that game 100% if Tua was healthy. But against the Bills, it's the same story. It's the same thing we've been talking about for 3 years. Coming off the 70-point win, they go to Buffalo. This is the game. They scored 70. It's now or never. And they get routed.
Okay, but do you have that conversation with Lamar Jackson then regarding the Bills?
No, because Lamar Jackson, do we want to have a conversation of can Lamar Jackson win you a Super Bowl? I think you have to have that conversation because he hasn't been able to do it. But can Lamar Jackson win you multiple playoff games and go toe-to-toe with anybody else in the NFL? The answer is yes, and it's not even debatable. It's not even debatable. They've been to the conference championship game. He's gone toe-to-toe with Mahomes in the playoffs. He's won playoff games, plural. He's been the MVP. It's a different ball game with Lamar, man.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're making one flat-out statement about Tua, though, he can't beat Buffalo. Man, I'll put a whole bunch of quarterbacks in that position when it comes to the postseason that you can't beat Buffalo.
But
because they're one of the elite teams that we've ever seen.
Yeah, but he can't. He's gotten to the postseason twice, didn't play in one of the games, and in the other one, they didn't belong on the same field with Patrick Mahomes. They just didn't. Like his record is 1-1 against Buffalo, like 1-12 or whatever it is. It's bad.
And we glorify the quarterback position, but how the Eagles are set up, how Buffalo's set up, how Kansas City's set up, how the Bills are set up. Is it personnel again, or is it coaching?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And that's the thing, is that all these teams can run the ball. Who's it? Well, I had to look up the Bills receivers. Shakir and Keon Coleman and Kincaid. These aren't Hall of Fame guys, but they have lines. They have trenches that can compete with that are better than the Dolphins. So now, is it on Greer? Is it on the chef? Is it on the cook? Is it on who's it on that we can't? To your point, Solana, you're right. We go play the Chiefs, we play the Bills, we play the Ravens. They're a better team than us. Are they better coached? Is their roster better? That's what we have to just everything.
But if you're going to agree to that, then it's not just Tua.
Oh no. But I've been as consistent about this. You guys have to agree. I've been as consistent about this point as everything. I don't think Tua can win you a Super Bowl, but I'm not blaming all of the Dolphins' shortcomings going back to 2023, the fall off.
You know what? I'm not doing this today on the 2-year anniversary of their 70-point performance against Denver. I'll do this any other day, not on the anniversary of the greatest offensive output we've ever seen the Dolphins put together. Absolutely not. Not today.
Just one more question, Hawk. I'm sorry. You put Tua on the Philadelphia Eagles. You trade for Jalen Hurts. Can they win a Super Bowl? Can the Eagles win a Super Bowl?
Are they going to continue to do the tush push? I got to see that.
If they push that tush, he's going to be sleep.
I got to see that. He'd be screaming.
Crowder, yes.
Tua could win a Super Bowl with a different roster.
I don't know if he could win the Super Bowl, because you think about the plays Jalen Hurts made in the playoffs last year and with his feet. But would there be a different perception of Tua? 100%, because they can just hand the ball off to Saquon. They can move the chains differently than Miami can. You asked OG, like, what's plan B? The Eagles have plan B, C, D, and E. I almost said F. I can't spell. The Dolphins don't. They can't just move the chains that way. So, yes, they're a playoff team. They are. It's everything, bro. It's Greer. It's McDaniel. It's Tua. It's everything. And that sucks. That sucks.
Listen, at 0-3,
can't argue it.
It's not an argument,
you
bro.
You can't argue it. There's no leg to stand on. No, you can't argue it this year.
The only thing the Dolphins have going for them is Julian Hill at the tight end position.
Certain.
Do you see I sent you a stat? 1 reception, 4 yards. Plus a 2-point conversion, which doesn't count. 2-point
conversion, let's not forget.
Yeah.
That loss looks even worse without that 2-point conversion.
Your local headlines: Marlins deserve our attention, still in the hunt in the wild card chase in the National League. As it stands right now, they've won 10 of their last 11, 7 consecutive victories for the Marlins. They're 77-80 overall, 4 games back of the New York Mets, who are clinging onto that final wild card spot. They're 81-76. There's a bunch of machinations for the Miami Marlins to make the postseason. The clearest one is they have to win out, and they need a lot of help from the teams in front of them.
Somebody points out on the text line that if you do, every time you want to buy a pair of shoes, you instead invest in the company. You have to walk around barefoot for your entire life.
Buy some Crocs.
All right.
You know what? I see the little text line now. This is pretty cool to hear what people are see what people are thinking. I don't know how to say it. Can you blame Ross when you heard the story that he tried to have the secret meeting with Brady? He wanted to draft Lamar, and he wanted to get Harbaugh. Ross needs to start putting his meat on the table and making decisions that he wants and not letting other people make decisions for him.
Well, I would imagine that Stephen Ross, probably because the ownership tenure, he's, in my opinion, thrown as much money as asked of him, has made the stadium great, has added in F1 and tennis. I mean, I think he's done a fantastic job. I would say he probably thinks to himself, I should have thrown my meat on the table a number of times when it comes to this franchise, because I would not be at the helm of a loser business right now. When I say loser business, he's more than quadrupled his money, I'm sure. Financially, it's not a loser business.
Yeah.
But I would imagine he probably says to himself, I should have been more demonstrative in what I wanted done with this team. You'd have to look no further than Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. We all know the story by now. He wanted them to draft Lamar Jackson, and no one agreed with him.
Lamar Jackson and Jim Harbaugh are your quarterback and head coach. This entire franchise is different.
There was another chance to get Lamar, too, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And look,
every team had a chance.
I think most of us were saying, don't do it. Lamar hasn't proven he can stay healthy, blah, blah, blah. And most of us were wrong. The Dolphins should have jumped at that opportunity. Give him 5 first round picks. Who cares? You would have been in a better spot now.
But we also know, I mean, like what that chatter said, he legitimately was putting the Dolphins in position to go get Tom Brady. Tom Brady was on board, literally and figuratively, because he was on board the ship. Tom Brady was on board. Stephen Ross, whatever he needed to do behind the scenes, and it probably had something to do with Michigan and back channels and whatever, he was going to unveil Tom Brady as the next Dolphins quarterback. And instead, he ended up in Tampa winning a Super Bowl.
Stephen Ross, I have no problem with Stephen Ross and his approach to this franchise, this organization.
Other than
franchise.
He should have put his meat on the table.
He has to start laying his meat on the table. Hey, draft Lamar. Well, we don't know because the analytics say, okay, analytics, I'm a billionaire, go to hell. Draft Lamar Jackson out of Louisville, right, please.
But he's still like, I'm fine with what you guys are saying. The context matters. But at the end of the day, he still has allowed Chris Greer to go 7 years without a winning product. Last year, it was obvious. It was obvious that this team wasn't built correctly. The window had shut. That's when the move should have been made. Get a new GM. Get a new quarterback. Let them evaluate the talent on the team. Move forward. and he stuck around for another year. And here you are, 0-3. I'm sorry. Like, I'm cool with giving Ross his flowers for the things he deserves flowers for, but to pretend like he's not to blame for where the Dolphins are, I disagree with wholeheartedly.
You want him to fire people earlier? Because that's what you're asking right now.
So he's an unstable organization.
So he should fire, like, right now, 0-3. He should fire McDaniel and Greer week 4.
The time to fire them was last year. They gave a ton of money to a bunch of people who aren't producing for you. And Hawk, to say that's an unstable organization, maybe. But what's better, a general manager, 2 rebuilds, his 3 first-round picks in a draft, all 3 potentially misses?
Just unstable. And I know you said it before the season, so I'm not saying that you're playing hindsight 2020, but for a lot of people, if I told you in a vacuum, the organization he put together, and I'm talking about the McDaniel era, had been to the playoffs 2 out of their 3 seasons, and the 1 season they didn't, their starting quarterback missed a bunch of games and the backup quarterbacks were ill-equipped to run the offense. It was the point that I made last year when Stephen Ross extended it, said that the big 3 is coming back, if you will. It was my point then, which is, if you get rid of everyone now, you're going backwards. And in my opinion, they were closer to being a playoff winning team than they were to not being a contending team. And that's the way that I felt after last season, because I chalked it up to the backup quarterback situation. But it does seem like we have more info now. I mean, obviously we do. We have 3 games into the season, but also Jalen Ramsey wanted out. Calais Campbell had no interest in staying. You know, we found out Teron Armstead, he retired. Like, I think we found out more of the backstory, and it wasn't just that the backup quarterbacks were ill-equipped. It seems like there were a lot more problems, and the veteran leaders leaving, whether it was through a trade or retirement, was kind of a harbinger of what we were about to see.
Yeah. And the one thing, and we 0-3. We can't just say, you can't sit status quo when you're 0-3. What's the plan moving forward? And none of us, I think, on this show can answer this question. Who is going to make these trades? Who is going to move Tyreek? Who is going to move Bradley Chubb? Who is going to draft next year? Because I'll be honest with you, we're going to have a higher pick. We're going to have something in the 10 to 12 range next year if we keep this going. What's the plan? And that's why I think Ross, I've said it before, he has to get the president of football operations or something. He does not know football like that. He has to have somebody to make this plan of how we turn
again.
This
I would take a step back and go, he knew well enough that Lamar Jackson was going to be a good quarterback. He also knew well enough to go get Tom Brady to be the quarterback of his franchise. Like, he's not a bumbling idiot.
No. He's not weakening at Bernie's Hawk. But those are to turn that wheel over. If I'm looking right now in Lamar Jackson, of South Florida, he's from Pompano. He's in South Florida winning MVPs. This whole organization is different. If we get Tom Brady before Tampa, this whole organization is different. Why can't we have that person that would co-sign on his very intelligent thoughts? And that's where the mid-ground is. Like I said, if I had $1 billion, fellas, I swear, I'd buy the Dolphins.
To me, that's like the revisionist history stuff, because we think Nick Saban is one of the smartest football coaches of all time, but he chose Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. I mean, that's one of the worst personnel decisions in the history of sport. And you'd have thought you hired the right guy to make that decision, Nick Saban.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I can't, like, to say, oh, Ross needs a brilliant football mind. Well, Nick Saban was a brilliant football mind, made one of the worst decisions in South Florida sports history.
Oh, and nobody hits 1,000. Like, and that's where, and it's funny you say that. I think Nick Saban would have continued to coach in the NFL if he picked Drew Brees, and I might have a damn Super Bowl ring right now if he picked Drew Brees. But a decision and decision over and over and over football-wise, these drafts, and that's why we got to go between, is Tua not the guy, is Chris Greer not the right cook, or is Stephen Ross making decisions, not putting right people in place? This is what bad organizations do, is we argue about quarterback, GM, head coach. Who's the problem? Who's the problem? I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to – we used to ask people, like, list the answer or list the problem. Who's the problem? Who's number one? It's quarterback, head coach, GM, or owner. I don't think Stephen Ross is that high on that list. I think Stephen Ross is going to be fourth. We can argue about the other three.
Your weather in South Florida right now, 75, tonight will be 75 degrees. Right now, it's around 80-ish in the upper 80s. Some rain in parts of South Florida. That's your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. We will continue celebrating the Dolphins' 70-point game in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Chris Whittingham, I thought it'd be funny if we made him jump on for 5 minutes here, but then I never went to him. But he admittedly, I didn't realize that Inter Miami played tonight until he had texted me something, and I know he's on the call tonight. Is it Apple TV tonight, Whitty?
Yes, indeed. MLS season pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami away at New York City tonight. I'll be on the call.
And Solana was telling us normally that would be at where? Yankee Stadium, but tonight it's Citi Field.
Yes. New York City have been splitting time between Yankee Stadium and Citi Field now for 11 years or 10 years, and they're actually finally building a new stadium, and it's across the street from Citi Field. I think that's kind of part of the reason why maybe there's other venue-related issues, but I think they're like trying to get their fan base used to coming out to Queens because their new stadium is going to be here. It's literally right across the street, so it is at Citi Field.
Leo Messi playing tonight? House.
Yep. We're expecting Leo Messi to play and to start tonight. These are big games for Miami to climb up the standings. And they obviously need Messi. He had two goals and another assist at the weekend against DC United. He is playing some of his best soccer even still. So, yeah, we're expecting him to start tonight.
And what we always – I guess we talk about the bad times when Messi takes off or Suarez is out and all that. Is Inter Miami legit? Like, are they going to whoop some people's tails and win a championship?
So I think they have the attack to do so. They have the best attack in Major League Soccer. They've scored 60 goals in 28 games. That attacking figure looks amazing relative to the rest of the league. The one problem is that they've given away 46. They do not have a very good defense. And I think we've talked about this before on the show, where I just think that there is a bit of a structural problem with Miami. And it is based on the fact that they have three or four aging stars that just don't have the ability to put in the defensive commitment that they used to. And so you end up with these huge spaces all over the pitch. And there are a lot of teams in MLS that can take advantage of them. And if you actually look at talk with the coach, Javier Mascherano, before this game, and he said that they've given away 10 goals in their last, actually it's 11 goals in their last four away matches. And so they have been absolutely struggling defensively over the course of this season, and really since these guys all came here. So I think it's those vulnerabilities that leave you wondering if they're going to be able to get it done. But in any one-off game, are you really betting against Messi? You're betting against Suarez? You're betting against whomever to go forward and win something major?
Wait, is it ability or just lazy? You're talking about the defense. Like, it sounds like you're saying the old guys are lazy.
No, I'm not saying that they're lazy. What I'm saying is that I do think in a 90-minute game where most players run 9 to 10 miles in the blazing hot South Florida sun, that it's really hard for players who have played for 18 or 19 years to still be able to run for 90 full minutes for, I believe tonight is Miami's 47th game of the season. It's just an unreasonable ask. And so I think that Miami is predicated upon having possession, but when they lose it, they're just vulnerable in so many positions. And part of that is because Busquets, for as amazing as he is on the ball, is right in the middle of the park, but he just doesn't have the speed. And frankly, never really had speed. They were never really a team that chased players down, Barcelona back in the day. And now when they lose possession and games turn over, and that, I think, problem might even be exacerbated here tonight because they're playing on a baseball stadium. Baseball dimensions for soccer are much smaller than a game at Chase Stadium. This is a smaller field. And so it will be much harder for them to keep possession because every pass, all of a sudden, defender is a yard closer to you because there just are fewer yards on the pitch. So it's just confrontation after confrontation after confrontation. And New York City, because they've been playing on this field for 11 years now, they know how to play these games. They're incredibly good at home. And I think Miami might struggle with a different kind of game without the ball. And what happens is you become a little bit more vulnerable defensively on the counterattack as a result.
Busquets uses an entire bottle of WD-40 before games, Crowder, to literally grease up the lower part. Witty, I'm going to ask you tabloid stuff here. And if you think it's nonsense, you tell me. I genuinely read the tabloids in South America, specifically Argentina. And I know my brother's always reading that stuff as well. Do you think it's fair to say that within the locker room of Inter Miami, it's fractured a bit? Like, it's the Fantastic Four and Mascherano and them, and then everybody else, because there's been a lot of, again, tabloid stuff, but also like legitimate sources that talk deeply about this, that, you know, Inter Miami, a lot of their struggles, yes, structurally, 100%. I don't think defensively the roster is built correctly, Witty. We've talked about that. But I also think, you know, there might be some truth to the fact that those guys don't all necessarily get along anymore.
I mean, I don't know. I obviously don't have the insight to be able to tell you that things are going wrong behind the scenes. I do know, just sort of from a holistic standpoint, looking at all of Major League Soccer, you talk to a lot of coaches and executives around the league, and they are emphasizing more and more this idea that the rules in MLS incentivize you to have two or three players that are paid much more than everyone else, and that can create problems within a locker room, and that teams are deciding to not quite go out and spend $7, $8, $9 million a year on salary for a player because they know what it'll do to their locker room. So, for instance, New York City went and got a new really good player, but he's from the Spanish league, was playing in the lower end of the Spanish league. He's making probably $1.82 million, which is still relatively close to the rest of his teammates. If they go out and get someone who is making $8 million, then that's a huge disparity. And so that is a thing that happens around Major League Soccer and that a lot of teams are putting a lot of thought into now, not having such a big disparity. Obviously, the close connection between all of them would make you think that they would lean towards hanging out with each other, right? DePaul, Suarez, Alba, Messi, and Busquets, they have such a connection that they would spend all the time together. So it's possible, but I don't know for sure. The one thing that I do know is that in the last game that Miami played against DC, they're 3-1 up, or they might have been 2-1 up at the time. They get a penalty, and Lionel Messi hands it off to their newest signing, a 19-year-old called Matteo Silvetti, to take the penalty. Lionel Messi's in the middle of a golden boot race. This is an easy one. He can stick in the corner and get another goal to his goal tally. Instead, he hands it off to the new teenage signing. So Messi, at the very least, outwardly, on the pitch, knows that he has to be a really good team player and will give credit often to the teammates that are necessarily his best friends. So I do think that he does the right things publicly, but I don't have enough insight to know for sure that of what's going on behind the scenes.
Chris Whittingham will be on the call tonight. Apple TV, a little Inter Miami soccer for you on a Wednesday night. Have you had a dirty water hot dog while you've been in New York?
No, but there were plenty on offer on the way in from the train. I took the Long Island Railroad in, and the walk to the train station, or walk from the train station, is much busier than it usually is. Normally,
no hot dog, no pretzel, no nothing.
No hot dog. All I do have here, since we are at Citi Field, is they were kind enough to leave us a box of popcorn here to have maybe before or after the game.
Yeah. Whitty is a popcorn aficionado. Not just the popcorn, but the delivery device. I'm not a big fan. Show that box again.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the box of popcorn. It's not conducive to putting your hand in like a round bucket is.
Yeah, you know what? I completely agree with you. I do think they do this because they pre-pack a lot of these. They make the popcorn en masse, and then they box them so they can just hand you a box so you can, we can get this line moving a little quicker than if they had to scoop them every single time.
Let's have a couple pieces of popcorn there.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, it's a great time. Normally, I have a very strong rule against not eating popcorn close to kickoff because I have done games after eating popcorn, and it's not gone well for the voice. But we're 2.5 hours to kickoff, so I'll have a couple of handfuls here.
Chris,
what about a pour? What about the pour? Yeah, you don't have to reach. Hawk, you can pour.
No, nobody likes the pour. It's like you're like an animal. It's not. It's not aesthetically pleasing. You see someone pouring. Anybody who's pouring food, any food, don't pour food into your mouth. Pour a drink into your mouth. There's no situation where pouring food into your mouth is appropriate.
Even honestly, that hand gesture that you just did, out of context, it looks terrible. Never mind actually pouring.
Exactly.
The actual act of the food falling. You don't want that scene.
What do you give the what do you give that popcorn? 1 to 10 Busquets.
Probably a 6.5 Busquets.
Wow. 6.5 Busquets.
Yeah, I will say, though, in fairness to the fine folks at Citi Field, this is not freshly made popcorn. I imagine if I went onto the concourse, it'd have some good stuff, but that is a little bit older. So I'll say a solid 6.5 for the Mets popcorn.
This was delightful. Have fun. Have a good broadcast. Who's your broadcast partner tonight?
I'm with Lori Lindsay tonight, former U.S. women's national teamer. So we do all the MLS games together. And again, MLS season pass on Apple TV, 7:30, Inter Miami away at New York City.
There you go. Chris Whittingham. Thanks, Whitty.
Yep. Cheers, guys.
There you go. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up in the next segment. We'll get caught up on headlines. We'll talk some Dolphins and Hurricanes and all that hoo-ha. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.